fucking Nora Sim. Be a judge.
Judge?
He be a judge?
No.
Looks like a crushed old judge.
No,
we're not judges. Not like that, Matt.
The bailey.
We don't believe in hanging at all.
Jack, how did you find yourself when you died, when you were on the other side?
Dead as mutton.
You were dead as mutton on the other
dead
side?
Dead as mutton.
I know you were.
No, that's what they think.
Yes.
That when you're dead as mutton.
You're not.
I'm like a spring lamb, all born again.
Well, what happened to you when you found, when you did eventually get over on the other side?
You talk different to me.
I talk different to you? Well, I don't know.
You be English.
Yes, of course, I'm English, so are you. You talk English?
Were you one of the highwaymen? On a horse, did you ride?
I have a feeling he was. Jack, were you a highwayman?
Yes, I was what you call a man of road.
That's right.
Did you ride a horse?
I've...
Did you hold up coaches?
Aye.
You stopped them with your money or your life sort of business?
I didn't kill many men.
No. Well, Jack, what are you doing on that side now?
I'd be a good man now.
You're a good man.
I was not a bad in poverty.
Poverty.
Many, many people. No food.
You robbed the rich to give to the poor, didn't you?
Diddle-dee-diddle-dee-doo. I be a highwayman do. Up and down the road we go. Up and down, to and fro.
Jack, who helped you on the other side? What did you do when you find yourself on the other side?
Lunch and nougats.
Pardon?
Nougats.
Oh, you went to Nougat Prison?
Truman. Burn.
Have you met the judge that sent you to the gallows?
He's a rascal. He'll be all right now.
What are you doing now, Jack?
Doing a pot of ale.
Mm-hmm.
Pot of ale.
Yeah.
Well, what should I call it? Tewksbury.
Tewksbury?
Tewksbury. Is that where they caught you?
In a bath. And on there, a bath road.
Oh, yes.
Teamed on me, lay on me.
He can't forget his little highwayman song.
Fair two men sit on the bench, said you're stupid.
He's talking about the judge the other day.
Oh.
been back here. I haven't been back here for many a year.
You have, Jack?
I haven't been back here.
Haven't you?
Many a year.
No. Well, Jack, can't you tell us something?
Very much, very much happier here.
Can't you tell us what you're doing on the other, on your side now? How you're living?
I'm living with my mother.
Yes.
And my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister.
Good.
Cards and dice and everything, vice and faulty wine, everything fine.
Did you speak about a little louder, friend?
Aye, like a judge.
Like a judge, you said.
Am I? Fine. Sure. Sure wish to be.
I'm afraid our friend is not yet able to make a sensible, from your point of view, communication, but we have been trying to help him,
yes.
Although he's not exactly a bad person, he's not very progressed, really, but for some reason, just recently, he seems to have been very near the earth, although evidently for quite a long time he was free of it. But something or other, I don't quite know what, seems to have drawn him back. I'm afraid he's not going to be, from your point of view, a good communicator, but nevertheless, no doubt in a way rather interesting.
Yes.
He reverts back to his old self, as indeed so many people do when they've come back in contact, which in a way, I suppose, from the point of view of evidential value, particularly where relationships are concerned, is very important and necessary.
Yes.
But I think he's more progressed than perhaps the impression he's given you. He's not a bad character, unfortunate character, of course, who evidently took to the road through poverty, I won't say necessity in a sense, but like so many people of that day and age, there was so much terrible, terrible poverty that they hadn't much choice, in a sense, but to steal. And anyway, he's not a bad man.
No, I don't think he is, Dr. Martin.
How are you, George?
Well, very well, thank you, Dr. Martin.
Betty?
Yes, Dr. Martin, I'm very well indeed, thank you.
Good.
I hear you were talking to some friends of ours the other night.
Oh, well, I do go around a bit, you know.
Yes. They have our tapes.
Testimonies.
Yes.
We are doing everything in our power, but nevertheless, spite of all our efforts, owing to men having free will to choose for himself, we can do very little, while those in high places, by their attitude of mind and determination, make it almost impossible for us to guide them in the way in which we would like to see them go. Leaders of nations, no doubt fundamentally deep-rooted inside, desire that which is good, but politically they allow themselves to be caught up in such a way that they cannot extricate themselves very easily. The present situation in your world is so distressing, and we are so anxious to alleviate the pain and the suffering. If you could see as we do the innumerable souls that have sinned here, unprepared, unready, innocent men, women and children, not only of one race, but other several races, several nations. This is a distressing, terrible thing. There are many souls on this side who are endeavoring to help as best they may, as best they can, and all we can do is infiltrate our thought to the best of our ability to try and ease the situation and perhaps eventually bring it to some conclusion. But I regret to say there are those who are determined to continue this terrible war. We have been constantly urging, constantly endeavoring to impress and inspire, but it is very difficult. I know that you are both most anxious in your work to enlighten others, to bring them this truth of survival after bodily death. And if only humanity could realize and appreciate and understand this, even if only in part, so changed could be the world and the attitude of men one to another. But we know of the many manifold difficulties, but nevertheless we continue to strive. Do that which you can. Continue with that work which you so long ago started, and know that we are endeavoring at all times to help you and to assist you. Do not become despondent. There are times when naturally we too, particularly on certain issues, become very despondent, and yet the power of the Spirit is great, and who knows that that power may so generate itself in the hearts and minds of men in high places that sooner or later there will be a change of heart, change of realization and understanding. We never cease on your part to be of service.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. What a terrible war that is, isn't it?
Completely. As indeed are all wars unnecessary.
I know.
But there is no justification for this. None whatsoever. While there is dire need and poverty, there will always be those who will try to break the bonds and the shackles. These things cannot be solved by bloodshed, but only by tolerance, love and understanding. Bless you, my friends.
My name is Joseph.
Oh,
Joseph.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Brother Joseph.
Brother Joseph. Oh, yes.
Bless you, my children.
I hope you'll come through again.
I shall do what I can as best I may.
Thank you.
May the peace and the love of the Holy Spirit be with you, my children. Farewell.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, this is the time, isn't it?
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, so nice.
I recognize that voice. No.
You recognize my voice? But I've never been here before. My name is Pankhurst.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Pankhurst.
There seems to be so much interest at the moment centered on my thought, my mind.
Oh, yeah, nice of you come through.
It's as if somehow there's some special significance.
Yes.
Seems to have attracted my thought force and brought me near to you.
Well, they did a program about you the other day, Mrs. Pankhurst.
Oh?
The television people did a program about you.
Well, I hope women have got their rightful place by now and are doing some useful service and work with it.
Oh, they are.
We fought hard enough for it.
You did.
But knowing men, I doubt if they've got the freedom they would like.
Not entirely, no.
No.
But,
no.
They're getting it, and they will get it.
Oh, we got the vote.
Yes.
Well, that's a great thing.
But whether men will give us complete freedom to think and do as we would like.
Well,
knowing men, I'm highly suspicious.
Well, I think you should have your freedom. I think you, in fact, as what I've seen of some of the...
But I think if women had control more in your world, you wouldn't have the present situations in which you find yourself.
I quite agree with you.
Men are the ones who create the havoc and the wars.
That's quite right.
If it were left to the women, there would not be wars.
No.
What are you doing now, Mrs. Pankhurst?
Trying to influence people over here.
Are you?
Particularly some of them who certainly could do with a little education of sorts.
Yes.
Some of them on the lower spheres are in a pretty dire state.
You know
not so far removed from your world.
Yes.
Men, whether they like it or not, are victims of their own desirings and create their own conditions. Whatever a man may find himself in, you can be sure he's helped to bring it about in some shape or form.
Yes, I think you're right.
You're talking about man generally now, aren't
you? Of course, not just men as men.
I quite agree with you.
Yes.
I've got Radcliffe Hall here.
Have you?
Oh.
A great friend of hers, you know.
Yes, I know.
I met a lot of people over here I used to know in the old days. My goodness me, we had to fight.
You did.
Didn't you suffer?
But I can't help thinking we women haven't had much influence since you seem to be going through more distress. It's because the men are so stupid.
Oh, I don't know. They're in the cabinet now.
Women are in the cabinet, Mr.
Yeah,
not enough of them, then.
No.
No. They're doing a lot of good work.
Women could solve a lot of the Earth's problems over a cup of tea.
Yes.
I think
discussion.
Yeah.
House of Lords.
They could do away with it.
About time that was gone, in any case.
Yes.
Outdated, outmoded, a lot of old fuzzy buzzes.
Have you met the lady who went in the race course was up down at...
Well, throw herself in front of a horse at Epsom.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
I met a lot of my friends and associates.
Well, I remember the three of them on television the other night who were with you, and I can't remember their names. All old ladies now, of course.
You have talked about quite a lot.
Yeah.
And the suffering you went through.
I've been very drawn back this last day or two. Seems as if there's been a lot of thought forces sent out.
Well, it's probably that program, you see.
It must be 50 years since we got that, you know.
Yes, I know. I remember.
The votes of women.
Yes, quite right, too. And what are you doing now, Mrs. Pankhurst? What sort of... you doing now in the...
Trying to help. And influence people on spheres nearer the Earth.
I see, yes.
Many of them just haven't progressed hardly at all.
No.
Were you very surprised yourself, Mrs. Pankhurst, when you found yourself on the other side, you know, still alive? What did you know about this truth?
I didn't really know about it. I had an open mind, but I wasn't a convinced spiritualist, so I knew something of the subject. Oh, I think there was something in it.
Who helped you a lot?
Palmerston?
Oh, yeah.
Shaftesbury?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, a good man, Shaftesbury was.
lot of very good men.
Yes.
So few of them that when you find several of them, you cling to them.
Yes, quite. What's your world like that you're living in now?
Not unlike yours, but much better.
Oh, yes.
Not all the unnecessary inconveniences and strife.
Quite, yes.
I wouldn't want to come back.
You wouldn't now?
No, I would not.
No.
Once is enough for anyone. All these people who talk about incarnations, well, I hope it never happens to me.
Well, I should never want to come back. If I know that, but I get over that side. I've had enough.
Well, judging by a lot of people that I see on your side, it's probably a good thing if there are such things as incarnations. Some of them certainly aren't ready to come here.
Yeah.
And have a lot of lessons to learn. That's why we're so busy.
Yes.
Helping souls who haven't advanced one jot.
No.
You're an old spiritualist, are you?
Well, I study this subject tremendously, right the way through. Pretty well all my life I've studied it. But of course, I'm only a beginner, really, though I've been all my life studying it.
If you've been studying the whole of this truth for 1,000 years, you'd still be a beginner.
Yes, that's quite right, yes.
So much to learn, so much we don't know even now.
No.
What a state the world's in.
Oh, it's a terrible state. It's much worse now.
When will men learn? They're like children.
Yes. Men killing each other. And
women obviously haven't had much power yet.
No.
Trust them to keep the women out, the men.
What do you think of the
Russian... I try not to.
...idea?
What?
What do you think of the Russian idea? They seem to have all equal rights there, don't they, in Russia? The Russians do. See, the women seem to be have the rights of men the same, don't they?
Yes, that's why they've developed so fast in a short time.
Yes.
The women have got the brains, given the opportunity to use them.
Mm. Yes, well, I think the women have done a tremendous lot of good. In as well.
Thank you. Coming from you, that must be a compliment, I'm sure.
Yes.
Because you're only a mere man, George.
Well, I would say I don't look upon men and women. I look upon them. They've all got something to give to the world.
Like
whatever they are. Yes.
Yeah. I think the younger generation, Mrs. Pankhurst, the women, they're more up these days, you know.
She isn't, gone, is she? Uh-huh. You haven't gone, Mrs. Pankhurst, have you? I hope she isn't gone. It's gone. I'll come in through.
That's that program brought us through.
Yes, I know. I hope she's comes back.
Good. Who said bye-bye?
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye, who is it?
Bye-bye, George.
Goodbye.
Who's saying goodbye? Who is it?
Who's speaking?
Say goodbye.
I don't know
who
it was.
Annie.
Who?
It's me, Annie.
Annie?
Annie.
Annie?
Yes. Just come to say goodbye to you.
Annie, that's a fresh fuel.
Bye-bye, George.
Goodbye. Annie. My mother's name is Annie.
Well, it is your mother.
Is it my mother?
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Pa's going. I'm sorry.
All right.
Is that my mother
who
spoke then?
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Cheerio,
Mickey. Thank you, Mickey.
I thought that high.